Morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys are all here. It was a nice hot week. I was able to go to Victory Center Bible Camp this week in Fort Pierre and give all the messages and lessons and deal with those kids there. And it was a great week. It was hot, but it was good. At the end, one of the girls asked me, they were like kind of in this group of girls, and it was junior high, and they were like kind of talking and giggling, you know, like junior high girls do. And they were like going back and forth. They're like, why don't you go, just tell them what you're going to say. Tell them what you're going to say. They're like, no, I'm not going to tell them what I'm going to say. And it was like, go back and forth. And I was like, just tell me what you're going to say. And they go, can you do my wedding? I'm like, sure, whatever. As long as it's not too soon, that's fine. 5-10 years down the road. But no, it was good. I really enjoyed it. I had no idea how many kids were going to be there. And there was 14 kids on the waiting list, which was surprising because it's Victory Center of Nowhere Bible Camp. Because it's literally in the middle of nowhere. But it was awesome. God really worked in the week, and it was really cool. I think we should keep them in our prayers getting towards the end of the week, or end of the summer. There's only 2 weeks left, and they're getting tired. So it would be really good to keep praying for them. But now, as a way of announcements, you can look to your bulletin. There's a couple's baby shower for Diana and I and our little baby boy. That's going to be on August 5th. It says in there we are registered at Amazon. We also, I didn't get this to April in time, but we're registered at the Heartstrings too. So if you guys would like to go into there. places like the Clothes Garden and Rexall do have baby stuff too. If you guys want to go look in there, you guys sure can do that, but they don't have like a baby registry. So if you would rather buy local, that's great. Support your guys here, and it's awesome. So, and if you don't want to get us a gift and you just want to come party and have a good time with us, that's totally fine too. It would be a lot of fun because, guys, don't leave me alone. I have to come. Okay, so come have fun. It'll be great. There's also August 11th and 18th. They're both Sundays during the Sunday school hour. There is a membership class. If you guys are interested in becoming a member, if you guys want to know more about the church, talk to Pastor Jim. He can get you signed up. There's a sign-up sheet out there with your name and number, so that way you guys can get in the loop on that. And then if you would like to be on the church email and get notifications that way, talk to April and or send your email to the email in the bulletin and get that to you. And also, just by way of reminder, we're looking for help in the back. If you guys want to help with the techie stuff like that, go right ahead with that. So are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship. Our call to worship today is from Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Please stand as we sing together our opening hymn, number 43. Use your hymnals or up on the screen. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto summer and winter.
winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. That endureth, thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. 'Tis things all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I sing. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Greet one another this morning, if you would.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to join us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. I've had a couple that were, or at least one or two that were given to me. Dale Riesel suffered a stroke, and he is in Sioux Falls at Avira there. He suffered a stroke on both sides of his brainstem. So it is quite serious, so we do need to pray for him and his wife, Leanne, and there's just going to be a long road for recovery for him. Also remembering Pastor Jason and family are out on vacation, so we'll be praying for them and their travels. Any other prayer requests or praises for today? Yeah, Terry. The event yesterday, the rally in Pennsylvania that President Trump was shot, and he is doing well, but there was at least one other member of the crowd that was killed. But it just is a reminder of the evilness that pervades, not just in our country, but in the human heart. And to be praying for former President Trump's recovery, but also for our country. And so that is definitely a matter for prayer. Any other prayer requests? Heidi.
I see the flooded areas. Renee was down in Haywarden now. She bought a house down there. She was about a block away from the end of the flood, so her house itself wasn't flooded. But about 20 miles north in Rock Valley, they lost over 200 homes. And Rock Valley is not much bigger than that. Yeah. So you're looking at a third of the people who don't have homes right now. So just be praying for that.
The ongoing effect of the floods that especially hit Iowa, Renee is in Haywarden and God preserved her house, but just the reminder of those that were in Rock Valley, they got especially hit hard, about 200 homes that are uninhabitable because of the washing out of the basements and structures. And it, we just understand that how fast things can change, but also the ongoing clean up, but also the picking up and what you do. And so we'll be continuing to pray. It's grateful to see that the church has been active, a lot of different groups coming into that Rock Valley, as well as several areas to come and assist. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin our time today, we acknowledge that you are on your throne and that you do have a plan for this world, and you do have ways that you use us. Thank you that you have not just walked away. At times and in difficult circumstances, it is hard for us to see sometimes your hand at work, and we lift up those areas in our world and in our, even in our community, that it is easy to question of where you are at. David tells us that even when we walk through that valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. And it is at those times that we depend upon you, that our faith is tried, that our strength is ebbs away, but you will cause us to rise up like on wings like eagles, and we can run and not grow faint and not grow weary. So, Father, thank you that you do walk with us, that through the presence of your Holy Spirit, through the sacrifice of your Son on the cross, that we can have a relationship with you. And that was our greatest need. There's many evidences in our world today of the need for Christ to reign supreme. And one day we know, we can read the end of the book, that your Son will be on his throne, that all the things of old will pass away and all things will be made new. Until that time, help us to keep the faith. Father, thank you that you strengthen our faith. We do pray for the needs of our community. We thank you for how you watched over Pastor Abe as he spoke to the students at Victory Center, and we pray for the words of the gospel that were imparted into the hearts of those there, that you would cause it to find fertile soil. We pray for the staff at Victory as they look at two more weeks of camp. Each day is a new challenge at times, and I pray that you would give them strength and wisdom. We thank you for the staff. We thank you for the Piets as they lead and shepherd and guide the whole program there. And just ask that you would place your hand upon them, that you would bless them, keep them safe, give them wisdom. Father, we think of the ministries here. We ask that you would be with the youth group as they prepare this week to head to Lifelight out in Rapid City. We ask that you would be with Pastor Jason and family as they are away. May they find the opportunity to recharge. And we are grateful for the gifting you've given him, and the opportunities he can use that both here in our midst and out at Sunshine. Father, we do pray for members of our community. We pray for Dale Riesel and his wife Leanne at this time, that you would bring healing, that they would truly sense your peace and your presence. Father, we ask that you would put your hand upon them and through this time. Father, we also pray for the areas of Iowa and South Dakota and Minnesota that face the devastation of the floods, that you would be an ever-present help. Thank you for the many volunteers that have come, especially those a part of Christian organizations to be your hands and feet to those that have been so severely affected. Father, we lift up our country as well, that we are so far removed at times because of the place that you've planted us here in South Dakota, that it is easy to forget that how fast evil can rear its ugly head. Thank you that you did preserve President Trump's life. We pray for the family that lost the gentleman that was in the crowd, for the others that were injured, for the family of the man that was responsible. We understand that not only do we live in a physical world, but this is also a spiritual battle. Father, in regards to elections and leaders, we know that you can move the heart of the king no matter where it needs to go. But Father, we do pray for our country, that the divisiveness that shows up, the desire to cause agitation so that gain popularity, that we would be able to see that dial back to being able to communicate respectfully to one another. Father, I thank you that you maintain your vigil, that you are constantly at work. Help us to join you there. We pray for just the different ministries that we support. I pray for the Grace and Stephen May, that you would indeed be watching over them, for Grace as she ministers to the different campuses with Navigators. Give her wisdom as she teaches and coaches and mentors the staff at each of these campuses she oversees. Pray for her family, that you would continue to watch over their health, but also give them wisdom as they raise her and Stephen, raise their children together. Father, we just pray that you would use the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
when you think of what happened yesterday and what's happening around the world, we are so blessed and we are so, should be so amazingly grateful that we live in a world, in a country where we get to love the Lord freely, openly, and with our whole hearts. And we get to serve him and we get to praise him and we get to love others because he loved us first. And it doesn't take very much to look very far to realize truthfully how blessed we really are. And I think God shows us little glimpses all the time of his presence and his love. And I pray that me, as his daughter, that I show them back. And I think that's part of who we are called to be, is to show the Lord our love and our devotion to him because of what he did on the cross for us. So this morning, we're going to sing. We're going to sing strong. We're going to sing for his kingdom. And we're going to love others because of how he loved us. Please stand.
What are you doing?
to wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against?
As we get ready to sing this next song, just prepare your hearts for what the sermon is going to come and what it's going to do in your heart and in your life for the week.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's hill, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I once held dear, count it all as loss. Lead me
Father, we're reminded through the songs that we have sung that your ultimate goal in our lives is to have us be conformed to the image of Christ. And so, Father, as a part of our time today and in the days ahead, help us to be mindful that as we follow you, for your Son called us to take up our crosses and to follow you, to know that you walk along us each step of the way. Father, may you take your words today and use them in our lives. In Jesus' name,